Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Andrew McCarthy of National Review Online about the pardons issued by President Biden in the last hours of his administration. The history here includes Supreme Court, but also the example of Richard Nixon pardoned by Gerald Ford in 1974, preemptively. Preemptive pardon. What are the risks? What are the promises? What has Mr. Biden said? What has Mr. Trump done about it? Here's Andrew McCarthy summarizing where we are, especially with regard fraught presidential preemptive pardons. More of this tonight.
Well, first of all, Nixon was no longer a public servant. He was out of office when Ford decided to pardon him. I guess you could say the same thing for Cheney and some of the other people who Cheney was defeated when she last sought her congressional seat. I think, John, that if I could separate out two different considerations, Ford's pardon of Nixon, I think, was in the spirit of what Alexander Hamilton in the Federalist Papers suggested that the pardon was for. The idea of having the pardon power in the Constitution was, as Hamilton said at the time, there'll be times when the spirit of insurrection or deep divide in the country will well up, and it's worth having the president able to make an extension of clemency in those moments because it'll be good for national healing and national unity. And the pardon of Nixon, obviously there wasn't an insurrection going on in the country, but there was a constitutional crisis and a further proceedings against Nixon after the resignation, which left the country in a pretty fraught state at that time, would not have been good for the country. It would have been deeply divisive. So I think the reason Ford's pardon is remembered fondly, even though, as you just pointed out, it was very unpopular at the time it was issued, is because it did have the effect that Hamilton talked about, this sort of national healing. I don't think you can say that about the prospective pardons or the preemptive pardons that are issued to the government officials. Just 4 years ago, the same Democrats, Biden included, were speculating that Trump might issue preemptive pardons to people after the Capitol riot on January 6th of 2021. And they were horrified by the idea. And Biden came out and said, that is not the way we're going to do pardons in the Biden administration. Here we are, fast forward 4 years later. Turns out Trump didn't do preemptive pardons, but Biden has disgraced himself with them.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.